Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Trio podcast. I'm Bob.
I'm Joe.
And we have a special guest with us.
I'm Graham.
And we're going to have a fun one today.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be interesting.
He exists. He'll be here.
It's so funny. I was telling my girlfriend before that that you'd be coming on, and for whatever reason, the third person on the podcast just has a reputation of her never having met the person until like years into knowing each other.
Yeah.
She finally met Bronson about a year ago.
I love that.
And we've been together for 5.5 years now.
Yeah, that was funny. Because then the next time she was supposed to meet him, something happened and one of them couldn't make it. And she's like, no, that was it. The first time was just a fever dream.
Yeah.
It didn't actually happen.
So he doesn't exist.
So the running joke was, okay, he just doesn't exist and you're just making up this person. And now it's you.
Yeah, now I'm actually
And here. She's just like, no, he still doesn't exist.
I'm totally not a paid actor either. Like, I'm, no. I'm Graham. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, we don't make enough for that. Yeah, you will be seeing more of Graham besides today because he will be with us in Boston.
Yes.
28th? 26th? 28th?
Whatever those days are.
I am so excited.
Yep, the 26th through the 28th.
It's going to be a good time.
At Harpoon Brewing for the Boston Sauce Party, which, can we just say, is a fantastic name.
It's so good.
I cannot wait for that.
I'm gonna come wearing a t-shirt full of tea bags.
That would be amazing.
Just really remind the British who they messed with.
Yeah.
For him watching the chat says, I love the no stick behind Graham.
Oh, that's right. It's when you wiggle a little bit, it just shows up.
It just no.
That's fantastic. That is for Derek. For when he says too many puns when we play board games, I take the stick and I beat him with it. It's supposed to be for a different board game. It's not what we end up using it for. It's not. It's supposed to be for poetry for Neanderthals, which, fantastic game. But
I feel like that is a good game to play on stream as well.
Do you hit people with the...
Yeah, so the way poetry for Neanderthals works is it's every other person is your teammate. So there could be an unlimited amount of teammates. And then you have to say a word, but you're a Neanderthal, so you can only use one syllable words. So like if your word is marshmallow, you have to explain what a marshmallow is to your teammates using one syllable words. And your enemies, everyone around you, has your no stick. And if you say things with two syllables or the word, you get smacked in the head with a stick.
Fantastic game. I wish the stick was harder.
Forum Watch says, squish, mouth, taste, good. What? No, wait.
All day with you. And the phrasing.
Derek's been rubbing off on her, I guess.
Hey.
Phrasing's key.
Phrasing.
Never mind.
So, let's get to some news of present day.
Yes.
People's eyes hurt.
People are just so dumb. They're so dumb.
So,
don't look at the sun.
Yeah.
Just don't.
So, well, you could look at it when you have the special glasses.
Or you can look at it once.
Yeah, or
and did then you never see anything ever again.
Did you see the kid? I swear somewhere OSHA, someone from OSHA was crying. He had like one of the big fucking telescopes, and he was trying to like line it up, and someone had the piece of paper so you could see what was coming through, and then he fucking wiggled it just right into his eye. And he's like, it took a second too in the video. He was just like, bang. Ah!
There's that moment where like, does this hurt? Oh, yes, it does.
Yes, yes. Yes, it does. And I laughed so hard. So like, he was 15, 16. Enough. You had enough common sense to warrant paying attention to the giant thing of glass that's pointing at the sun.
So, Joe, like, I thought you were going in a completely different direction. Mm-hmm. When you said that he had enough, I thought you were about to say of seeing. 15 years,
I mean, is good enough. Yeah. Potentially. It was only the one eye. So, worst case, he starts a villain arc.
You do get to wear a pretty dope eye patch.
Yeah, I'm definitely showing up to school dressed as a pirate every day. And no one's stopping me.
Yar.
If anybody wanted to dress like a pirate or start wearing an eye patch,
Monday should have been your...
Yeah, Monday was your day. You missed Tuesday. Your shot. Tuesday was the day to start. Like, what happened?
Whoops.
But yeah, according to USA Today, there's an article on there that, according to Google Trends, starting on Monday, right around eclipse time, people started Googling, why do my eye hurt? Why do my eyes hurt?
No, I like, why do my eye hurt? Because everyone was
that's definitely how they typed
it. One eye, just like, fucking, I think I say it.
Or, my eyes hurt. Let's see, my eyes hurt. Eyes hurt after looking at the eclipse. Can the eclipse hurt your eyes?
I want to know what the percentage of up from like ChatGPT was it too? Like, how to heal eyes after looking at sun? Help ChatGPT.
I would love it. Just responded no.
Just no.
You deserve this.
You
one.
Don't.
Yeah. You don't. You idiot.
But if you were one of the idiots who stared at the sun, mm-hmm. or I love how some people actually bought welding goggles.
Really?
And like welding masks because they're like, oh, if I could look when I'm welding, I could look at the sun.
You know what's funny?
Two different things.
You know what's funny? Sun, more powerful than a welding.
Who'd have thunk it?
Shocked.
A thing millions of miles away can burn your skin.
Yeah. I like.
But let me stare at it.
I like the article I saw where, so apparently a bunch of people thought the rapture was coming.
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing. Or that a power grid was being restarted.
Like, there was a bunch of stuff. So apparently one lady was going to restaurants and shit and, like, obscenely tipping people. So apparently she went in, she gave this cashier, like, a $300 tip. And then the next, like, a couple days later when she came in, she gave a different cashier, like, almost $800 tip. So, like, you got to imagine, I don't know how many places she went to. She's just tipping thousands of dollars.
Oh, because, the world's going to end. Why not?
The world's going to end. It's the rapture. But I don't need this money.
But yeah, you don't need this money. What are they going to do for it? Like, what are they doing with it? She's like, hey, here's all this money that's not going to
matter. Well, they didn't believe that they're part of the rapture, so you're not going to go up. You'll be here lawlessly or, you know, whatever.
Society collapses and the money's worth nothing?
Yeah, listen, don't try to make sense. With these people?
It's not a good deed, though. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. It's not a good deed.
It was a good deed. A good deed if you're doing it for the, like, because you want to do it.
It was a good deed for 3 days.
It's still a good deed now that it didn't happen. I just gave the money.
Yeah. Okay. Nope, because we roll it back. Because she is charging... because she's now going to the places and filing fraudulent charges that...
Gangster move. Love it.
Except this was one of the restaurants where, like, here's your payment. Please put in your credit card. Please put in the tip percentage. Please sign. We don't get to touch your credit card.
Oh.
So, they're just, you're out. You're beat.
Yeah. There goes all your money.
That's it. But this lady is trying to, unrapture.
Her bank account got raptured. If anything,
bank account got raptured. How much do you think she gave away? Like, if it was $1,000 at one restaurant over 2 days, how much do you think she gave away?
She had to have been doing that at like every place she went to, too.
Right.
I kind of hope, like, she was doing it at places that weren't accepting tips either. You know,
like, right? There's like a McDonald's. Barnes and Nobles. I'm gonna buy this book for the rapture. Here's $900. Keep the change.
Keep the change. Well, and then think about it. How shitty must the person who's working the register feel if they're not allowed to accept tips?
Right.
Like, because I've worked places where you weren't allowed to accept tips.
Yeah.
And people would be like, "Oh, here, have a dollar, and I'd be like, this is weird. Hi, camera that's watching me. Yeah. He just handed this to me. I'm not stealing.
So I'm going to go put it in this give a penny, take a penny. Also, I need a soda.
If you hand me a dollar in a job like that, I'm not taking it. Yeah, it's a dollar. My job's worth more than that. $900,000? Oh, I'm taking that tip all day.
Oh, yeah.
That's my tip.
So,
and you, I will, my boss can...
Could you imagine how baller you would feel if you thought it was the rapture and you pull up through a McDonald's and you get like one McMuffin and be like, yo, pay out the next 50 cars that roll by. Here's $1,000.
It's like that I think you should leave skit. You know, 50 hot dogs, 50 churches, 50 french fries.
Oh, I just, how dumb are people?
I don't get that.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if and that's the thing, it's the lowest common denominator for anything. For anything to work out, it has to be brought down to the lowest common denominator.
You know, I thought we weren't that low anymore, and then I was wrong.
I mean, 2020 happened. Like,
I was so wrong.
Well, and that's, like, talking about tipping and all that kind of stuff. One of my first jobs, I was working at a movie theater, and we were adamantly told, especially the people working at, like, the snack stand, you are not allowed to accept tips. You have to deny every single tip. Mm. I'm like, all right, whatever. The one day that they didn't put me back in the snack stand, had me as an usher, I found someone's wallet. Credit cards, cash, like cool. Everything. I call the guy up. He comes back. He's like, oh, cool. Thanks, man. Doesn't even offer like, hey, thanks for finding this. Like, he had a shit ton of cash in there too.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was definitely one of those, like, I'm going to test these guys to see if they stole from me.
Yeah.
Nothing. Because he left it. I called him. And he shows up literally 2 seconds later.
Mm.
Like, and it wasn't a, oh, man, I was wondering where that went. It was just a, oh, hey, thanks for finding my wallet. Like, super sketchy.
Yeah.
I guarantee you the guy was trying. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably.
Guarantee you he was trying to like test.
You, that might have been one of the loss prevention people that are like, yeah. You know, like that come to the theater and mess around.
Oh, yeah.
That, I don't know. I've never had.
That theater is now closed.
Shocker. Well, probably a lot of theaters. which I guess rolls into another topic. AMC. Yeah.
Ironically enough, that's where I worked.
Fuck buckets. I mean, Dune buckets. Dune buckets. It was the Dune 2 buckets. Sorry. Slip. It was.
Well, I'm sure it slipped.
Everyone gets one.
They wouldn't have happened if they knew it was going to be a meme.
Yeah. So. I have to pull up the article here. I was not.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up here. I don't believe that. I think that's exactly what they were going for, because you're AMC. People don't go to movies. They're barely streaming now. Like there is a decline in all viewership of everything, which comes with the territory of you canceling a season before they're even like starting to show the season. People are going to be like, why am I watching TV anymore? What am I doing?
Yeah.
I can't get invested in anything. You cancel everything. Yeah. So what is AMC supposed to do? Well, people like collecting shit and people like popcorn. And then the D&D movie came out and that thing was a fucking hit. Oh my God,
that was a big hit.
The so, giant D20.
Yeah. So every was one there. I have another one in the box.
You got me mine.
Yeah. Yeah, we rolled up to that place. I was like, yo, how many you got?
How many you got? We'll take all of them.
I want all of them.
No, they had like 100 and something of them. I'm like, all right, I just want 4. I got people. But like, I think that was a way for them to get people into the theaters. It's like, oh, you can go, can get a thing now, and then that thing can be a collectible. Yay, collectibles. You guys like collecting shit.
And then like when you get home and you're alone and it's a cold night.
You get a little extra butter.
Them little floppy tendrils. But like, the Dune one, besides the fuckhole part, isn't the bottom looks like it's a cardboard box. is it just the lid part is like real and then the bottom is just paper?
It's replaceable. I think so.
They designed it with a purpose, guys.
They had to have.
someone had to design that.
That had to have been a thing where someone sat there and said, all right, here's the sandworm. Let's make it look like it's spitting out popcorn. It's got little tendrils in it. Oh, God, someone's going to try to fuck the popcorn bucket, aren't they? God damn it.
All right, let's put a bunch of these little tendrils out. It'll make it look like you got to reach your hand in there into, like, the abyss. That's a butthole.
And that's the thing. Looking at that popcorn bucket, that has to be the most inconvenient way to get popcorn.
Hang on.
Because what person will go in and take like one popcorn kernel at a time?
I like how they put a banana for scale. And then, just in case you were wondering, five apples.
Americans will do anything to avoid the metric system.
Yeah, God forbid you put a tape measure on there. Five apples. Okay, here we go. So,
here, I'll switch over to the second camera.
I'll see if I can get this to show up. I'll put it to the highest brightness. We'll tilt it.
We'll go up a we are gonna get kicked off of Twitch for that.
There you go.
It's a popcorn bucket.
Viewer, that's a popcorn bucket.
It's a pop cussy.
You. I know you didn't just say that. I know you didn't.
Oh no.
You could skip one of those syllables and just make it the real thing, Bob. <You can. laughs>
That's
a thing.
I saw someone on TikTok using it as its intended purpose for popcorn distribution.
That wasn't its intended purpose.
No.
At no point.
And they're sitting there like, you can't get your whole hand in there.
And classic if you struggle,
do,
really.
And if you do, you can't like grab any popcorn.
That is the struggle.
It just falls out. I swear we're talking about popcorn buckets
this
here.
This is all about popcorn.
We are a mature podcast.
By design, it looks like you have to come down into
don't
it, too.
Say,
you don't just have say... To like,
don't say it like that. Why you gotta say it like that?
How else will you phrase it?
Not with the word come anywhere near it.
You have to descend from above.
Yeah, you descend like into the bucket
like
to
a claw machine.
Yes, to receive 1 to 2 pieces of popcorn.
No, the bucket is receiving.
As I throw my phone in disgust.
The things that I don't like about this is the sheer like we don't give a fuck. They didn't even paint it. It looks like somewhere. Someone was like, hey, I have an idea, and I have a few friends with some 3D printers. I need 3 months. I got this.
And then we make it silicone.
And that's what they came up with. It's just white plastic with a gray plastic silicone thingy on the inside.
And it looks nothing like the sandworm.
No, it kind of looks like a medieval like stone wall. Right?
Like yeah, it looks like a castle.
That looks like a castle wall.
Oh, that I had that toy growing up.
Yeah, they just went to China and they cut...
They just hid it under my bed.
They cut 60% of the toy off and just shoved it in the bucket. They're like, that'll do. I'll get some super glue. This will be great. I don't know. It's such... Like... It was one thing with the D20 dice. They looked nice. They felt nice. Mm-hmm. They actually did a thing. They were painted.
Mm-hmm.
This just is like money.
And money. It acted money like dice. It acted like a popcorn bucket.
Right. D&D think it was a popcorn
bucket. It opened up. You could get the popcorn. You can close it up. Whatever. That.
That. Thing.
Like, even some of the other Madam Web and that kind of stuff, it was a popcorn bucket.
I was going to say, how many of these, like, special buckets
I think they're starting to do them more and more for, like, the big ticket movies.
I mean, it makes sense. They got to get people to the theaters and they don't know what else to do. So they got to do these collector things. And I think, as much as we want to say they didn't do this on purpose... I have a feeling they absolutely did this on purpose. They were like, guys, if we shape it like something ridiculous, the internet's going to go crazy that a bunch of people are going to want it. Yeah. Just like the D&D one. Like, everyone wanted it because it was a giant dice. Like,
and then they went back on it. They're like, we totally didn't do it on purpose.
Right. It's you, because you have to say that.
Yeah.
Because no one, no company wants to come out and be like, yeah, we made a fuck box. I mean, popcorn bucket. No one wants to say that. It was...
I don't like when you say it.
I didn't make it, so I'm allowed to say it. And more importantly, I didn't buy one, so I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah, he totally didn't buy one. It's not sitting right behind me.
I bought seven. I have one in every room of the house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird times for the movie... For the movie world. I feel like everything is... There's, like, less, and it's getting shittier.
The last movie I went to see was the new one, Immaculate.
It's like I don't think I've seen... Yeah.
New horror movie. It's very religious. It's about, like, a nun who gets pregnant without having sex.
Yeah. Like, reverse.
It was... I thought I knew what was happening, and then the ending threw me for a loop. It wasn't a good movie at all. I don't recommend seeing it.
By the way.
But like, if you just want your jaw to drop with how ridiculous the ending was, yeah, that's it. That's the movie for you.
I can't remember the last movie I saw in theaters.
It was the D&D movie. That was my last movie, was the D&D movie. And before that, fuck all. That was like two years ago, too.
I remember which one I saw now. It was the Apple... It was made by Apple.
I don't know where you're going.
I got nothing.
It was a spy movie.
Chat, you got
Apple. It was a spy movie. John Cena had like a super minor role in it. It started with a C. Anyway, that was a fun movie. Good twist. Some like. Literally, they hit a point in the movie and they're like, oh, remember all the physics and like all of the things in the real world that have been applying to this movie so far?
Argyle.
Yes, okay. That was a movie. Interesting. They're like, remember how like this was basically a real life thing happening? Towards the end of the movies, they said, fuck it. And they literally put knives on their boots to ice skate across oil spills. It was just one of those. Oh, OK. What? Why? Why?
Because why not?
Yeah, because
if the Fast and Furious movies could do anything, then I'm allowed to do it too.
They basically took the Fast and Furious movies but made it a spy movie.
Perfect.
And then at the end, they're like, oh, by the way, this may or may not be part of the Watchmen universe.
Make what? 13 more, and then you're right there with Fast and Furious.
But they already started out ridiculous. So now we have a problem. Like, Fast and the Furious didn't start out ridiculous.
Yeah. I wish.
It was grounded. The first two were grounded.
It was all, yeah, it started out as, hey, we're illegal street racers.
Hear me out. And we're stealing VCRs. Let's not forget that the Fast and the Furious started out stealing VCRs and DVD players and ended in the fucking moon.
Now imagine the next movie, they're right back to where they started.
Weird. Like, still VCRs?
Yeah, still VCRs. It's oh, and they're like, God, no, it yes. is 2024. These things are worth something.
Yeah, these things are really worth something now. I'm glad we never got rid of this stock. We're fucking sitting on cash.
Like, Dom these opens up now. The garage, and it's just filled to the brim. We never moved the VCRs.
It's like three storage units.
Guys, JVC, some guys, RCA.
We just kept getting bigger. We forgot about the VCRs. What an investment. These things are worth way more.
Ooh, this one's a VHS.
Who were their buyers?
And DVD player.
And more importantly,
they were ripping off full truckloads. Who was buying all that?
Well, it's not like
what
they had.
What market was like, yeah, can you get me 400 VCRs?
Well, again, this was 1999.
Get ready for Black Friday shopping.
These are the same people.
Hey, I know a guy, my cousin.
These are the same people that this was late 90s. This was the same people who you would go to your dad and you'd have like the black box that you just don't talk about.
Yeah.
And we don't turn it on every, like all the time, because then the cable companies find out. We just use them for special events.
Oh, Mike Tyson's fighting? All right, let's watch that.
Let's bring out that nice little
box. Can't wait for him to fight Holyfield. Like,
you know, in the movie, do they ever show a VCR?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they open up one of the trucks.
No, I mean like one in a house. Like,
oh,
that's clearly a stolen VCR.
That's a solid question.
That I'm curious.
Yeah, huh. I gotta watch it back and see now. I don't know.
Because there is a scene where they're having a party at the house and there's a TV there. Yeah, there's a VCR on top. There's a VCR. Excellent placement.
Yeah.
But if there's not, like, what are you doing? You got rid of all of them? You didn't keep one for yourself?
Yeah. Not a single one.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, oh, here's Dom driving from between skyscrapers in Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think about it. It's the perfect crime. All the companies who make VCRs, gone. Who is there to sue? There's none of them are left.
We can blame them for the fall of the VCR.
JVC? They're the shell of their former selves. They can't sue nothing.
See, that's the big twist of Fast and Furious. It's just an Ocean's 11 movie. And they're just
VCRs.
It's just VCRs.
Ocean's 11 VCRs and cars.
This is the world's greatest crime, and we're just too dumb to understand it.
Yeah, I just want to make sure what they were stealing. I'll pull up the image. Yeah, there you go. It was combo, what looked like 9-inch TVs with VCRs.
Oh my God.
And Panasonic VCRs. This is just a straight VCR. That's the theft. There you go.
All that cash, that, baby.
That was the original theft of Fast and the Furious.
That was paid for
was combo TVs and
of car parts.
Thousands.
Thousands.
God, and how many movies later? 10, 12?
My favorite scene in Fast Furious was when they were dragging the bank vault down the road and then used it as a weapon.
Yeah, the wrecking ball vault.
Yes. Excellent.
I don't think I've seen any of the movies past like Too Fast, Too Furious. I don't even think I watched Tokyo Drift.
I was going to say, I think Tokyo Drift was like on TV and I watched it.
I'm not going to lie. I actually like Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, that was, like, well, that was favorite, like a,
one of the better ones. It was still about cars.
It was still, yeah. That one was mostly about cars.
Yeah, it was like nearly all about
and
cars.
And I think with that, they actually had to do guerrilla filming in Tokyo for that movie because like permits were so expensive and so prohibitively, like they couldn't do certain things. They just said, fuck it, we'll do it. And if the cops come, those three production guys are getting arrested.
Yeah, Bob.
And they literally said, you're getting paid way more money just in case you get arrested.
Bob, for the chat. Not for me, because I totally know what guerrilla filming is. I've heard those words.
So that is
before.
It's, so you know guerrilla warfare?
Yeah.
At least five times.
It's that, but filming. Where you just go in.
Let's do this.
You go in, you do it. There's no permits. There's no nothing. And then you just kind of act natural if, like,
so I do
someone's
this,
snooping around, like, you shouldn't be doing it.
So I do this with parks a lot in my drone because you're not allowed to use your drone now. If it weighs a certain point and a lot of parks and a lot of places put signs that are like, no drones. Like, but this is where you go to film with drones is where there's not a lot of people and
this
it
is
looks
drone
pretty.
Territory.
Yeah, this yeah. should be drone territory. So a lot of people now basically do that. They guerrilla film. They just go there. They'll try to get like as much footage as possible. And then if like a ranger or something comes, you just fucking park the drone somewhere in the woods and go get it later. And just throw the controller and be like, I wasn't doing nothing.
I'll be back.
I was drinking, officer.
Oh man, someone dropped this controller. It's really weird. I was just looking to see like what it does.
Why
meanwhile,
is
you
on?
Just hear
somewhere is falling in the bushes.
Sir, your drone fell. Oh no, I mean, that wasn't mine. No.
I've never seen that drone before in my life.
Never.
Can we just get that in the box real quick? I mean, this bag I had for no reason.
Yeah. So when I started riding my motorcycle, I just had a permit, and in New Jersey, the permit's good for like 6 months or something. And no one really gets their full motorcycle license because it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
But I tried that on a motorcycle. I was riding at night, which you're not allowed to do on a permit. And I rode by a cop. I saw him start to pull out. I made a turn. I wasn't trying to get away, but I hopped right off the bike, took the key, threw my backpack, and was pushing the motorcycle next to me with it off. So he pulled up, and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm walking my motorcycle.
Taking my bike for a walk.
Back to the house.
Walking it home.
And he was like, you're just riding it. And I was like, was I? I don't remember doing that at all. I don't even have a key on me right now. And he was like, oh, so if I check your bag? And I was like, you can not check my bag at all. You can't. Don't go with my bag.
Yeah, I'd prefer not. Get a little bit closer to the mic when you're talking.
Sorry.
There we go. Yeah,
there we go.
Or move the mic closer up to you.
All right.
So
we'll figure this out.
My
first time. It's all good.
My brother has a similar story, except he's a fucking idiot. He was riding a motorcycle, like a dirt bike, didn't have a license or permit.
Nice.
And we were like, don't ride that, you idiot. You don't have anything yet. And he's like, it's just around the neighborhood. No one will call or anything. I'm like, it's loud. People hate that. They're going to call.
Yeah.
Sure enough, someone called. He rips through the grass into the shed and throws the dirt bike in the shed.
Oh,
closes
God.
The shed. Officer comes to the house, rings the doorbell. My sister answers. My brother's panicking. He told my sister, you know, don't say anything. He won't trace us back here. My sister's like, it's a fucking line. It goes right to the shed. This is a straight line. What do you mean?
You gotta double down. It wasn't me. No, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Totally wasn't me.
He got so many tickets.
Not at all.
He got so many,
so many tickets. He had all the tickets.
He got so many tickets.
That reminds me of an incident that I was a part of in high school. Friends and I were doing like the weird New Jersey like tours. And the one story near us out of Hillsboro was the pig lady. Where essentially, thank you for the follow. Where essentially there was a fire at this mansion and the housekeeper was in there and she was horribly disfigured and made her face look like a pig. Mm. And the story is you say pig lady three times, you kick someone out of the car, you drive away, you come back and you'll find them but with a pig's head.
Mm.
Stupid shit. But my friends and I were like...
Did everyone in the car know that
who was getting kicked out?
So, we get
your
there...
Your face can't get worse. It's gotta be you. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. We're gonna leave you. Yeah. Like, Joe, I want you to know, you're not coming back.
You're not.
Two of our friends...
There's no Ubers yet, but...
I was the only one who had their license, so I had to drive.
Oh, lucky you.
I was driving the minivan, too. Yes. And my mom's minivan, let me say, and the two guys get out of the car, both using old hockey sticks that they had, and we drive away. We come back, and my two friends are fucking with us now, because they're hiding, and they're assholes, and they're just like, we're not going to come out. You're going to think that we got killed. Yeah.
The classic.
So I'm sitting there, and a cop pulls up.
Oh, no.
And he comes over and says, you guys good? I'm like, oh, yeah, my buddies say, you know, we just ate at the diner. I think they might be throwing up. And the cop's like, I mean, I don't see him there. Also, why do you have a crucifix in your front seat?
Also, he's like, well.
He's like, get your buddies back. You're doing pig lady, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, we are. He goes, you guys are at the wrong street. He's like, you go up that way, but if I see you there, I'm giving you a ticket. I'm like, fine.
You prune all the fun.
So the two guys do finally get back in the car, and they're like, why'd you tell them we're taking a shit in the woods? I'm like, I just said you had, like, your stomach was bothering you. They're like, yeah, you could have put us on a list. I'm like,
what, the shit list?
Got him! That was good. Like,
we walked right into that one. I'm very upset with us.
Oh, yes.
I will get the no stick. I'll do it.
That was. I hate how good that was.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels no, good.
Didn't get anything out of it, but it was one of those, oh God. Oh God. Like, this cop's here. It was like my first ever like time getting pulled over or anything. I'm just like, my friends are hiding in the woods. If they just got in the car, we would have been fine. But
don't you love the panic pullovers though? Like I've gotten pulled over more times than I should. but I only have like, I think I only got one ticket and
ever.
Yeah. I'm really good at talking.
Yeah.
So I can see that. I talk my way out of the rest of them. One of them, I feel good about this one. Speeding. I was with traffic though. Speeding. Didn't have my license. My registration was expired. And I couldn't find... The only thing I had on me for identification purposes was my insurance card. That's it. State trooper. Oh, he's like, where are you going? I was like, work. And he goes, the DMV. I was like, yes, officer.
Yes, sir.
Right on, I am, sir. Going to the DMV.
I can do you one better. I'm driving a 1990 7 Series BMW. That took us about 2 hours to get started. The insurance is bad. The registration's bad. Everything's bad.
Mm.
It breaks down in front of this lady's house and catches fire.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So my friend's behind
me. Well, there goes that 2 hours.
He pulls up next to me as I'm like, oh, damn, we're broke down. And he goes, you said, and then drives away. And I was like, what? And then a truck that was just like casually driving behind us pulls over. He goes, your car's on fire. So I hop out and I slide under the car and I start kicking the flames because, you know, firefighter 101.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that works.
If it's on fire, kick it.
You just beat the flames into submission.
Yeah. It goes out. We spend about a half hour trying to get started again. Car won't start. So for the BMW, the whole back seat comes off as one piece. And I put it between my car and my buddy's car, and he's pushing me down the road. And a cop pulls us over. So the car is like recently on fire, still smoking a little bit. I'm getting a little bit of smolder. He walks up to my window. He's like, license, registration, insurance. And I, with all the confidence in the world, hand him all the expired stuff.
He's like, that's pretty good.
He's like, where are you going? I was like, right around the corner. We were a block away. And he was like, all right, get there and make sure this thing doesn't move. Thank you. Thank
like, you. I don't officer, think it can.
Not going to be a problem.
Not going to be a problem.
Yeah, because that's when you just sit there and be like, taken out for a test drive. And as you can see, it caught fire.
I'm not going to buy this one.
This car, fire. What else did you...
It was a great
deals
car.
Deals are so hot.
Yeah,
until it stopped being a great car. It was a great car.
When?
The fire.
Yeah. The fire.
Other than that, it was great.
The fire.
Oh, the other thing was...
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
I'd recently blown up the tire putting air in it at a Wawa. I was just filling it with air. It wasn't even at like a high PSI. It just exploded.
Oh,
so
God.
So I was riding it on the rim, probably what aided in it catching fire.
I would assume.
I was going to say, that is honestly one of my biggest fears when filling up my tires.
Is it just going to explode?
Is just having it go, boom.
That happened.
Even though I said it to the regular.
That has happened to me now.
PSI.
Twice. One when I was a kid with a scooter. And one last season on my bike.
Wait. What air were you putting into your scooter?
I had like the off-road tire scooters.
Oh,
like the bigger,
I'm thinking
like,
the
scooter.
Razor scooters.
Yeah, no.
Razor
it was
with the gel
shin wheel
ruiners. No, you know,
slightly larger, and it had like the same tires you would get on like the wheelbarrow and shit. It's like those tires. So I filled it. I was going down my driveway. I'm like, oh, everything feels good, and then all of a sudden I started to feel like a bump in the back, and then just boom, and the fucking thing was like up in the air, and I was like, well, that's probably not.
Not getting that one back.
Not. And then last year, I went to a bike place and I got a new tire, like a tube for my tire. I put it on, whatever. I filled it with air. It's great. We're like 2 miles into a bike ride. Around us, there's like a bike path you can go from like basically all through New Jersey. It's like a really long path. It follows like the beaches and whatnot. So we're like two and change miles on this path. Fucking boom! Back tire explodes. I'm like,
sweet.
I'm like, fuck! I look at my wife. I'm like, you gotta go get the car.
I'm not walking it back.
I'm not walking this back. As she's but here's the keys. I'll find you. I got to go find a street because I don't know where the fuck we are.
One of two things is going to happen. I'm either going to leave this bike or you're going to go get the car.
So she turns around. She starts going back to get the car. I end up walking another mile and change through wherever the fuck I was. And then, like, sending location updates through Google. Like, I'm on this side street. It's fucking hot. There's no cover. I'm sitting next to someone's house under one of their trees. Like, fucking, my blown out tire. I'm going to get arrested. I'm absolutely going to get arrested. But that was an excursion. Yeah. Two tire pops. Didn't like either one of them. Just not a fan. Just can't do it.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. I've had my regular tire pop before, but that wasn't that bad. That was kind of like your situation. I was driving, and then I didn't feel anything, but I heard a weird noise. And I was like, that's not good.
Yeah.
And I pulled off into a gas station. And I get out, and I'm like, this side's fine. And I go to the other side. I'm like, that's not the fine sign. And my tire's just completely down. I rode on the rim for like 400 yards to get things to the gas dialed. Station.
It's square now.
I've had that happen. I was driving home from a NASCAR race, and I get off of 29, driving through Trenton to get to my house, and I get off the highway, and I just hear as I'm driving. I'm like, oh fuck! And the car is pulling off to the right, and I'm like, all right, here we go. And there was no like good place to stop, so I pulled into like. Into an abandoned like Walgreens. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I have so much shit in my trunk, but that's also where my spare is. So I'm sitting in this abandoned Walgreens, emptied out my entire trunk, like bags, overnight bags, golf clubs, like random shit, just to open up and get my spare tire. But when my old car didn't come with a jack.
Really?
So I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't change my tire. I had the tire.
That's fucked up.
So I still had to call AAA. And it's like, at this point, it's midnight.
I need a jack.
Super sketchy area. And I'm just like, yep, this is how I die. This is it. In an abandoned Walgreens.
Just keep the golf clubs close.
Just go out swinging.
And that's like, I had the tire iron. I had the spare. But there was no jack in it.
Oh, I can't believe that. But why would they do that?
Because I bought it used.
There was a jack.
So that jack was used.
Yes.
Got it. So you were not the first one.
Oh my God, I was so mad. And that was a whole other
thing. I like the mentality of that. It's I'm gonna trade this car in. I'm keeping the jack though.
Yeah. Someone's gonna have a bad time. Yeah. Right. And it's gonna be my fault.
It's kinda like the person who would always hoard the plastic bags when we were allowed to have plastic bags in New Jersey.
It's me.
Hi, it's me. I was the hoarder. But I'm picturing that with jacks. Like every car rented, they're like, I'm gonna take this jack out of here. Different ride height. This is gonna be great.
If I was a mechanic, that'd be my calling card.
All the jacks.
I would take every jacket out of the car.
You won't know until it's too late.
Yep. I'll see you again. You might not know when.
And it's that, like, that minor inconvenience of where you're just like, cool, I got my spare. There's no jack. God damn it.
Yeah, I would absolutely be that guy. First of all, I would let all the air out of the flat, out of the.
Oh, now you're just evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd be that guy. Yeah. No, you're going to call
entering your villain arc.
Yeah. That's all that is. Oh, that would have been.
Then it gets dry rotted by sitting just in the trunk.
Deflated.
Yeah. Deflated.
Yeah. No, I would have been that guy. That's why my brother's a mechanic and I'm not. Can't do it.
Yeah. Insert Untitled by Simple Plan here.
I'm the reverse. If I buy a car, I get an extra full-size tire because I'm not using the donut. I don't know why people use the donut. You don't have to. Just go get a rim, get a tire. And you have a full-size spare. Yeah. And then when it pops, you don't have to worry about driving on a donut and then later getting a full-size tire.
I like, so Jeep, you don't have an option. You have a full fifth.
There. Yeah.
And whenever I get rotations, they're like, do you want to do a regular rotation? I'm like, define regular. They're like, you just switch them. And I was like, no, you do the fifth you do a five. That's what you do. And they're like, why? And I'm like, you fucking know why. Don't come at me. I don't want one brand new tire and four fucking 50,000 mile tires. Yeah. The fuck is that going to get me? Ride them all.
Run them all. Circle Let's go.
Them. Let's on. Go. Run them out.
And for those of you who don't know, if you have five tires, that's what you do. You keep them all at the same level.
It makes sense.
Yeah. You prolong your life, especially with Jeeps. Those tires don't last long. You don't have
maybe,
that many.
Maybe if you're driving.
That doesn't help.
Mister, I'm going to drive in the median.
You damn right I drive in the median. I thought about it today. It was a lot of traffic. I was looking at the grass. I was like, I can make
that. I can do this.
I was going to say, are we taking the Jeep up to Boston? Or
last time we didn't.
Yeah, because we took the...
Because there was so much, we knew it was going to be bad parking wise. Because the guy was like, it's a narrow lot. And I was like, we'll take the small car. And I think it's going to be similar this year.
Well, it's just street parking for us this year.
And my Jeep is like 1.5 spots. So I don't think I want to chance that. So it's probably not going to be the Jeep. Or else I just park in the, curb.
So we just know not to stop at the one rest stop in Connecticut where the gas nozzle didn't stop filling.
Yeah, the one where they just you gas the floor for freaking $4 a gallon, and they just
have all the gas.
It literally did not, because you know how when you're pumping your gas, it cuts off at a certain point. This one didn't. It just kept going.
I'm standing out there. I'm pumping it. And I'm looking at the. I'm like, this car has like an 11 gallon gas tank.
We're at 13.
We were at like 14. I'm like, something's fucking wrong. Either there's a hole in the bottom of the car now, or we have a problem. And so I go and I look at the thing, and it's just going. And I'm like, fucking great. Cool. Click. I put it on the thing. And I go inside. I'm like, hey, I'm not paying for that.
It's still spilling.
B, my shoes are gassy.
Meanwhile, in fact, this whole I need money. Thank you.
This whole time, I'm in the bathroom because Joe's like, hey, I'll fill up. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to run in, hit the bathroom, all that kind of stuff. I come out and Joe is walking back in and I'm like, you good? And he's like, fucking thing didn't stop.
She didn't.
And he just reeks of gasoline. And I'm like, this is the most fucking New Jersey thing. Like, anyone out of state is like, oh, this fucking idiot doesn't know how to fill up his own gas tank.
Yeah, I pulled it up to the parking spot. I walked inside, got whatever I needed. They refunded some of it. I let them know that the fucking pump doesn't stop.
It's still going.
There's just a pile of gas on the floor. It was raining, which made it worse because it's just slick. I get in the car. The car smells like gas because it's on my shoes.
Can we also point out that Joe, after leaving the car, locked the car? It's raining. I'm walking past him. I get to the car door and so I'm just standing in the rain. Drenched. Like, I look like a wet dog, just like.
Yeah, it was my bad.
Have you guys ever been to a Buc-ee's?
I have not.
Always wanted to stop. Haven't been there yet. There's like one that I drive past very rarely.
You have to stop. You both have to go. I didn't know this was even a thing. All my friends would talk about it. And then I recently went to Florida and we went to a Buc-ee's. It was insane. It's you got all bucked up.
Better Wawa, right?
It is so much better than, it's so much more than a gas station.
It's like if Wawa and BJ's had a baby. So right?
Aren't they planning to open a couple in Jersey?
They
we don't deserve a Buc-ee's. We don't. The bathroom at this public gas station was beautiful. You have your own personal, like, it's not a stall. It's like your own personal room. Door locks with like a full
key, like a lock.
Yeah, like a real lock.
Not a button.
There's a bathroom attendant that's just cleaning the whole time. He's not helping you with anything. He's just cleaning the whole time.
I mean, I would hope he's not helping you.
Yeah, he's not giving you soaps and stuff. You know? Help me out?
Just real quick.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your holder and shaker this evening.
I just need a buddy to talk to. That's it. That's all I want.
First of all, it's hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your bearer. Second of all.
So we were on the way out of this Buc-ee's, and there's this sign, right, for hiring. Take a guess. A Florida Buc-ee's, how much the manager of the automated car wash makes.
The manager?
Yeah.
$27.
Come on.
More.
Come on. It's salary.
Oh, it's salary.
It's salary.
Probably what, like 80?
Come on. Stop it. It's a Buc-ee's. It's a Buc-ee's.
100?
More?
What?
125,000 dollars a year to manage an automated car wash at a Buc-ee's. I'm gonna quit my job. Yeah. I'm done. I'm not working here anymore. I'm gonna go get a job managing a Buc-ee's. I will drive the car by hand for you. 125,000.
125,000 automated.
Automated car wash.
What are you managing? The robots?
You can Google the job, the description. It is just managing a car wash. That's it. It's the same as any other car wash. They just know their value. That's why we don't deserve a Buc-ee's. We don't deserve them around here. Because it's like it's the promised land. Get all bucked up. Go get brisket. Brisket sandwich was delicious. Pulled pork was amazing.
I hear that's
the barbecue. I was shocked, blown away.
There's like a barbecue in...
Oh, yeah.
Like a pit in the middle? Like there's like a barbecue.
They have a whole
barbecue wall
of jerky.
I walked in and I was like, this is a Walmart with a beaver on everything. You could buy shirts there.
Yeah, beavers. That's what I heard.
You could buy, they have coolers, beaver on it. They have lawn chairs, beaver on it. I bought a rubber duck with a beaver
with
on it.
With the option of beavers.
Wait, was it a rubber duck with a beaver on it or was it a rubber duck that was a beaver?
I wish it was a rubber duck that was a beaver. It was a rubber duck wearing a Buc-ee's t-shirt. Yeah. The duck was all bucked up.
I think I was watching, the first time I saw Buc-ee's was it was some musician that I was following, I guess, at the time, like a rock music guy or whatever. And he's like, why do you guys all fucking keep saying to go to Buc-ee's? It's just like a fucking Wawa's. I don't get it. Like 3 weeks go by.
Don't disrespect it like that.
He goes back. He's wearing his sweatshirt. He's like, guys, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I didn't know. This place is fucking magic. He's got a sandwich.
It was insane.
He's got a sandwich. He's got a sweatshirt. He's got a hat. His girlfriend is with her. She's got a fucking hoodie.
They had bathing suits. Just like, they had bikinis. They had one pieces.
Is the beaver just like right?
No, it's smaller and scattered around. But
it's more tasteful than that.
It's for the kids.
It's Buc-ee's. They're classy. It's not Quick Check.
It ain't no goddamn Quick Check.
I refuse to go to Wawa anymore. I'm done.
I really,
unless they have the gobbler, I'm done. I'm
not the going. Gobbler?
It's fallen off.
It's, well,
Wawa we noticed, as a whole has fallen off.
Yeah. We noticed, so my whole thing when we were younger was like Wawa is replacing diners. You have diner food. It tastes delicious. It's open all hours, just like a diner. It's great. And then they got way too big, way too quick, and then their quality really, really sank. And the thing that hit me the most was, like, this time around, when we did the Gobbler episode, was when I picked up Gobblers again, and, like, all of the ingredients changed. The chicken got worse. Mm-hmm. The bread got worse. The cranberry sauce was, like,
they used pickled chicken in the Gobbler instead of turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Did they really?
No.
Wow. I was about to say.
I fucked up.
Joe said chicken.
Yeah, I said chicken. No, I fucked up. But, like, everything got worse, and the cranberry sauce was, like, pickled. And then I was like, why the fuck would it be pickled? And then I realized, like, because there's, like, a bajillion fucking Wawa's now. You can't have fresh cranberry sauce. They can't make that much. So it's probably pickled for, like, the volume that they're going. But, like,
how old do you think that cranberry sauce is? If it's pickled,
it's
got to be a little bit.
It's got to be. Yeah. Like, it's probably last year's.
Yeah, it's certainly not fresh.
Yeah, definitely not. And that's the thing that threw me off. Was like, man, you used to be like the standard. And now I compare you to just like Quick Check, which is shit. Like,
yeah, come on, Wawa. You're the one that was supposed to bring us out of the darkness.
Right.
Well, I was so disappointed. So the Wawa that I stop at all the time is closed for renovations. I drive whenever I come here, and I mean, I'm sure the chat has seen, I have, you know, my Wawa iced tea and all that kind of stuff. They've been closed since the beginning of March because they're apparently doing renovations on this one. Mm. And I've been stuck going to Quick Check.
Like a peasant.
And it's so like disappointing. It's when I go to Quick Check, normally when I get Wawa and I'll get like a sandwich or whatever, I'll get both lettuce and spinach. Mm. quick check, you can only have one.
Yeah.
Why?
Because fuck you, that's why. Like, what's the other thing that, oh, the last time I went to quick check was the last dive. I went to go grab a bottle of Arizona, like a can, and shit was like $2.50. I was like, oh, I'm out. I will
fight you.
I'm out. You know what it says on the can? 99 cents. You know, when I scanned it, fuck, $2.50? Where are we at? Did you pay $2.50 for that?
I paid $1.25 each. I got two of them.
I'm mad.
Because there were two for $2.50.
I'm mad that...
They removed the 99 cents. They removed
the 99 cents.
See, this is the downfall.
This is the downfall of society.
This is it.
Any other complaints you might have, I don't care about them. This right here, it hurts my soul.
You want to know why you know inflation is true, though? Mm-hmm. Because Arizona did finally raise the prices.
They had to.
Because they did everything that they could. They made the cans thinner. They shipped on off hours. They changed the ingredients, mm-hmm. but to still keep it fresh, like they do, they still do like real ingredients, mm-hmm. not like bullshit. Like they did as much as they could to fight that 99 cents until they just couldn't anymore.
Guys, we're trying to help you out.
I forgot what the CEO said.
Their green tea is delicious.
Their CEO.
He came out. He was like, "No, don't do it. Don't raise the price."
Yeah, there's no. It was more. He talked some shit, and it was hilarious. Let me see if I can find it, because he said some hilarious things about like other people raising their prices and stuff like that.
Yeah, he probably was like, "We're no gold peak. We know who we are.
Yeah,
we know our market.
We know."
Excuse you.
How dare you? This was the article, but I'm not going to dig through it because it's long. But I'll find it. I'll find it for later. Yeah, I'll pull some stuff. But we do have a thing.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
We apparently have a gift.
Yeah.
We got to read the card. We got to show the card before we open.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
There it is.
So,
open on air only, which is terrifying in and of itself.
Yeah. This is like a Phil thing all over again.
It is. But this time when he moved the package, it didn't go.
That's true. That's true. The first, it did not immediately make noise, which is nice. Though now I am terrified that it's that, but smaller.
Is it more concerning that it didn't make noise?
I don't know. We were also told not to touch it until we're ready to open it.
Yeah.
Because apparently if you pick it up, you'll know what it is.
I don't know.
Joe, do you know what it is?
I really don't. Also, it's like actually sealed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
We'll get the close-up going.
It's jerky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
That's just mean.
It's California Reaper jerky.
Carolina?
Yes. Shut up. I was reading it upside down. Carolina Reaper beef jerky by House of Jerky.
Oh, God.
I was excited for this.
And
now I'm mad at who sent it. I love spicy,
now,
but like...
And now I'm not.
Why now? Why in the first one? why are you going to do me like this?
Well, you know, we got to warm you up for...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to do the...
Got to warm you up.
Are you going to do the competition in Boston?
There's a competition?
Oh,
I mean, I assume there's... So yeah, that makes sense.
They're doing the spicy pizza competition again, which Joe did the last time.
Mm-hmm. Tons of pizza.
They have hot sauce. Hot marshmallows from hell competition.
Don't do that.
No.
Do it.
Do it. They use something called hipster repellent on their marshmallows.
Ooh.
It's a dropper.
Which is an eye drop. Just a
dabble do.
So for this competition, is it just like hold it down? Like what are we talking here? How do you win?
At least with the pizza one, they go up in level after each round. So you eat a slice of pizza, keep it down, and if everyone keeps it down, the first, like, six people to finish move on to the next round. Then the next round, they put whatever the first one is, and then they up the ante.
Yeah, so the pizza one was, they do contaminated soil, is the name of the rub.
It's yeah, fantastic. Let's shop there.
It's good.
It's fantastic. Also, she is fantastic. The owner was the husband's. Husband passed away. She now runs the business. She is so fun.
So, shout out to Contaminated Soil.
Yeah. Well, the name of the... Do you remember the name of the... DEFCON. It was DEFCON sauces. They are awesome. Contaminated Soil is one of the rubs they make, which is actually pretty good. If you don't eat it, it's just like ridiculous. Just way too much on it. But you do one slice of pizza with it. Just a little bit. Just a little guy.
A little guy. A little something.
Then you do round two if you get past, if you eat it fast enough. They do like a nice helping. Like a good.
Really set you off.
You really. Yeah. And then the next one they did was that plus drops of just that Carolina Reaper. Death. Just yeah. Right on there in like an oil form. You know, so it really gets in there.
Yeah.
And then they did one, if you got to like the last stage, I think, you, it's like that and then more and then worse and it's bad. I got to the second to the last one both times. I have placed second twice now.
Are you going for the win?
I don't know. It hurts every time. Like, it hurts after every time.
Is it like a pain that ruins the day, or is it just like, okay?
It's not the pain that ruins the day.
It's after effects.
Yeah, like, you will get a stomach ache, but like that passes very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. But then you're going to go to the bathroom like 3 to 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no...
Burning worse and worse.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
So the schedule of events for the Boston Sauce Party. On Saturday, they're doing the Boston Spice Awards at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And because what they like to do is they like to do the awards during the show instead of at the end. This way people see, oh, these people won these awards. I guess I should buy these sauces.
Yeah. I'm going to grab
which makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Some paper towels.
Good call.
Can you give me a water too?
Yeah. And then they're also doing the Marshmallows from Hell Challenge, sponsored. You good? sponsored by Hell's Kitchen Hot Sauce.
Okay.
Ron, awesome guy. Cannot wait to go back. He has one sauce called Taco Cat Sauce. Tastes exactly like Taco Bell. Like, you know, Taco Bell, like sauce. Exactly like it, but actually good.
Okay.
They are doing the Hot Wing Eating Challenge on Saturday at 6 o'clock. And on Sunday is the Spiked Pizza Challenge.
I'm going to say this now. I'm going to do all three.
All right.
I'm going to give it a go.
You know what? And
in a blaze of glory.
It'll be a honestly. Blaze.
Thank you, sir.
Luckily, I think there's more. No, wait. There might only be one bathroom at the Airbnb. I don't remember. I know it's 3 bedrooms.
I'm going to pray.
Oh, no.
I'm going to. I didn't grab the napkins. I grabbed everything else with the napkins.
You came back with water and chips.
I came back with water and a thing to chase the Carolina Reaper. Forgot the napkins.
God.
God damn it.
And you're bringing chips onto a podcast? How could we talk about hot sauce and eat chips into a microphone?
It's kettle corn, and they're not chips. They're popcorners. We don't have a fuck bucket, but we have the popcorn.
Oh, I hate everything.
It's all I can do. It's
full circle. That's all it is.
I hate it here. I hate it here so much.
I need new friends.
All right, here we go.
I didn't have to do this. I chose.
Yeah. You did. You did. You chose.
I chose this.
Poorly.
Yeah, you have a welcome to the show. These are not small.
Is this some kind of sick revenge?
For what?
I don't know.
These pieces are not small.
Eh, just rip them off.
No, no, no. You got to eat the whole thing.
Oh, no.
I don't think you want to do
that. I'm not eating the whole thing.
I'm gonna explain to you why I don't think you should do that. Yeah. That's a piece.
Oh, yeah. It's a big boy.
It's a big old chunky boy.
Put that back in there. The flavor saver. You want to rip that in half or you just want to go for that?
I'm going to go for this one.
All right.
I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to do it.
I'm going to regret it.
I think this is also two pieces. Let me change
that. Yep. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm still going to do it, though.
Not gonna stop me. I committed. All right. It smells delicious, and there's definitely teriyaki in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. I see a little pepper flake on there.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Carolina Reaper beef jerky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, it gets it going right away.
Too. Yeah, just right away.
Really hits you right in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Then the back. And then the
side. Yeah.
It is warm.
Oh, yeah. You don't like spicy stuff.
No, I do.
Spicy. Like, there was a limit.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't
There was
it.
Definitely a limit. You know what? That was pretty good, though.
Well,
I will say. My tolerance has gotten better, but I feel like it's going to be... I can definitely feel the hiccups coming. Because I'm the kind of person...
The last of a funeral?
If I hit something, yes. If it like hits above my threshold of heat, I get hiccups. Like I tried a different hot sauce with breakfast this morning, and I'm sitting at my desk the entire time hiccuping while I'm working, and I'm just like, oh my God, just stop. So I need to buy more. That would have been real bad. So I need to buy more hot sauces.
Mm-hmm. That is really good.
Yeah, definitely a big fan of that. Thank you, secret admirer.
Yeah.
Whoever that may be.
So, it was a bigger piece than I expected.
I was chewing mine for a minute there.
Yeah.
Just getting through it.
It's also really spicy.
The water made it worse.
Always does.
Oh, it always does. Yeah, yeah. That's why they say milk.
Yeah.
Milk neutralizes the capsaicin.
Water just spreads it around.
Lactose intolerant, that's a bad mix for me.
Ooh, yeah.
I got oat milk.
It's going to be spicy either way.
So, I forgot what I was going to say.
Boston, hot sauce.
Right. So, I've been eating more spicy stuff. And we were at work. And someone bought something in spicy, and they're like, oh, that's really hot. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, that's really spicy. I'm like, I don't even taste the spice.
Barely even tell.
What are you referring to in this spice? Yeah. And then that's when I realized that I've been slowly getting trained for spicy stuff, starting with that Russian mustard that I was eating.
Oh, that one was really good.
Yeah.
And now... with all the hot sauces, I don't even recognize it because I'll just be eating. I'm like, oh, so good. And someone's like, that's kind of spicy. I'm like, no, the spicy one's in the fridge. This is
mild.
This is mild. This is not that bad. But it's just what I'm used to now. But it's really good. Ah, yes.
Yeah. Got a little bit of the vapors.
Yeah, the runs.
Right.
But you're really good. House of Jerky. I did definitely taste none of the pineapple juice. Didn't get any of that.
I got a little bit of the sweetness.
Did they have to put Tabasco sauce in there?
My answer is yes.
It feels unnecessary.
So I've been, for hot sauce wise, I've really been using a lot of White House Station hot sauces, Carolina Reaper sauce.
Okay. Have you?
Which... is very good, but also right at my limit to where I get hiccups.
So,
because I ran out of all of my other sauces that I have. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, thank God Boston's coming up in 2 weeks. I can tone it down a tiny bit.
So when we had the earthquake, it was right by where I work. It was like less than 15 miles away. And then it was by a town I've never heard of before.
Tewksbury.
And I was like, where in the fuck is Tewksbury? And who named that? And then as like more and more news came out, it was like right next to White House Station. I was like, oh, I know where that is. So then I reached out to John. And I was like, hey, real quick, just making sure you're okay. You know, I found out it was like right next to you guys. And he goes, yeah, everything's fine. House shook a little bit. The son, you know, scared shit a little bit. But otherwise, fine. And then I was like, what'd you guys cook over there? The fuck did you make? And he started laughing.
Oh, and then I love how on his the White House station page, they shared, they're like, oh, you know, earthquake and White House station, we're cooking up something good here.
Yeah, sorry guys, it was us. But I was laughing. Yeah, those guys are fun. I can't wait to I have one of their table sauces left. I have like half a bottle. Elena is hooked on word of mouth sauce.
I am so mad that I burned through the habanero. Bottles. Both that and the chipotle.
Elena for the habanero. She loves the habanero. She puts it on everything. Mm-hmm. She's like, I need another bottle.
Kyle, if you're watching,
yeah,
I need a chipotle and a habanero.
Load them up, put them on the side.
So that's been her favorite. I've been still addicted to Hank's.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
I can't wait. And I can't wait to see the other vendors that are going to be there.
Yeah, there's new vendors.
There are a ton of new vendors. Let me pull up the list here just because I have it in front of me.
You're going to learn very quickly that the hot sauce community is like a little family community. Like they are, you would think, that it's kind of like trade shows where it's like, oh, I'm trying to sell my thing. My thing is better than their thing. So like, you know, buy from us. It's like the polar opposite. They're like, my thing is great, but you should buy some of his because it's fucking delicious. I don't know how he does it. I can't get mine to taste like that. Like, mm-hmm. It's like that kind of thing.
I kind of love that though. Cause like, I make a sweet hot sauce, but I know that you make a better one. Why not just share the wealth?
Well, yeah. So they're all different, and then they'll be, like, helping each other, like, oh, how did you do that? And, like, oh, we do it this way. And they always, like, share little tips and secrets of, like, how they're mm-hmm. trying to get it to, like, do a certain thing.
Or
like
even when it comes down to marketing or yeah. their packaging, they're like, oh, hey, who does your labels? Oh, I got to reach out to these guys. Who handles your shipping? Oh, this guy does this. What about this? Oh, do it this way instead of that way, and you'll get X, Y, and Z. And they all work together.
Yeah.
We're even asking them, like, what's your desert island hot sauce? And 9 times out of 10,
there's someone else's.
They mention someone else's sauce and not their own.
That's like, awesome. Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's such like a, it's like an awesome feeling to be there and like see it and like talk to all these guys and feel that. And then they kind of took us in.
We've become honorary members of the hot sauce community.
We don't make a damn thing.
Last time I made the little coasters, nice. Which is, it was handing them out. Yeah. You know, just here's something. And then, that's, from, God, the names so bad.
Sauce-toberfest?
No, we were just talking about her, the contaminated soil.
Oh, from DEFCON.
Yeah. DEFCON. She gave me, she was laughing. She shared a little story that her husband used to laser engrave stuff before he passed, and she had a little baggie with him of like these little like pog sized with like DEFCON on it and stuff awesome. Like that. And I gave her one of the things I made for like the Sauce-toberfest or Sauce-toberfest. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. And she's like, oh, I'll trade you. And then she's like, my husband used to make these. I still have like a handful of them left. I want you to have this one. And she gave me like this little thing. And on the one side it says DEFCON. And then on the other side it says, because fuck you.
Oh yeah.
And I laughed so hard. Cause I wasn't expecting the flip, you know? I thought we were having a moment. It was like a thing. Cause fuck
it,
you.
It was a thing.
It was a
for
thing.
Her.
So I have it on my wall in my bedroom. I have the little puck on the wall.
That's awesome.
It's like, I don't know, it's things like that where it's like such a good, like
it's a great group of people.
Yeah. It just It's so good. I love going every year and now multiple times a year.
Well, even last year when we went for Boston, Kyle got sick for the second day.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, if you guys want to set up in their spot and handle the things they were going to do for us, we would love that. And we're like, yeah, absolutely. Like, let us know what we can do for you. And we wound up kind of being the media people for them for the second day, like taking photos, running the contests, like all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
And they're like, yeah, can you guys do it? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
If and we can, we've kind of been a part of it.
Tell you that we can.
Right.
Yeah. If we can, we're gonna make it work. Like,
might not be pretty, but like, come on.
Yeah. No's not in my vocabulary. It's yes, poorly. That's
it's yes and.
So I don't know. It's been great. It's been fantastic. I have way too many hot sauces. I'm gonna have more in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for that.
There are gonna be like 25. Hot sauce vendors,
which is better way more than last time.
Ballymerl looks like they have a like an Indian spice kind of thing. Big Rich's gourmet hot sauce, Burke's hot sauce, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Butterfly Bakery of Vermont, Chappie's pickles,
they were good,
which they are amazing. Crake sauce, which is really good.
They were good. Yep.
Defcon's going to be there. Family Band is going to be there as well. They're great.
They're from right around
I think they're from around here, yeah. Hot Graham, who's going to be here.
I'm going to get their sauce.
Nice. excuse me, I'm an honorary member.
I want at least one free bottle.
I think it's the Concerto sauce, whatever their green sauce is, is amazing.
Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen, Hook and Arrow, love them. Jersey Barn Fire, Karma.
All good.
Pepper Row & Co.
No.
Red's Fermented Hot Sauce. They were there last year.
Yep.
Smoke and Tin Roof.
They were there.
They were there. Sauce Fire or Source Fire is gonna be there again.
Yep.
Spice Beast.
Yep. His rubs are his rubs are so good.
My favorite moment from the Philly Hot Sauce Show. It's at this German American club. We get set up, and Joe's like, you know what? I'm going to get a beer. So I go with Joe to the bar.
They had beer on tap.
Because, you know, they had beer on tap.
German-American Club. Good beer.
And Joe's like,
it was
how much?
It was $5 for a glass. It was $13 for a pitcher. And the pitcher comes with a plastic mug, like a plastic pitcher. I'm like, do I get to keep the pitcher? They're like, yeah. And I was like, I'll take a pitcher.
Yeah.
I don't need a cup.
Give me the pitcher.
I start walking around with the pitcher. It's like four other people. All of a sudden, looking at me, they're like, all of a sudden, pitchers start coming around.
This guy gets it.
I go up to Spice Beast, and I put the pitcher down, and the wife looks at me and goes, that's such a fucking smart idea. I'll be right back. She goes and she grabs a pitcher. He was laughing so hard.
We ruined, well, Joe ruined everyone there because everyone started walking around with pitchers of beer now.
Single-handedly made that day. Like, oh,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Everyone's going to be buying pitchers now.
Yeah, everyone's buying pitchers
now. I don't even have to give them the cups anymore.
Yeah, I save money on the cups.
Cups were such a dumb idea.
Why not just the pitchers?
Spices of the Sun is going to be there. Like Caribbean jerk style sauces. Spicy Shark. Love them. 13 Stars.
They were good.
Volcanic Ash, which I think is a new one.
That doesn't sound like I've heard of them before.
John and Company at White House Station. And Yaz's Table. I need to buy their Egyptian honey sauce.
I want.
Ooh. And Spicy Shark's hot honey.
I want to hit up their restaurant.
Yes.
On the way, if possible, because I think 100%. It is on the way. The
I think it is now.
Yeah. So she's like a chef, and their food, like I follow their food and them on Instagram, looks so fucking good all of the time. Like, it's not like the four Instagram photos. It's like that is what is...
That is their food.
Yeah. And it
even
looks,
the Google pictures look like it.
It looks so good.
It's not like McDonald's where they have like this massive burger and then you get there and it's like...
Yeah. No, that...
Rough
the ice cream is mashed potatoes.
What ice cream? Their ice cream never works.
Yeah, that's touche. They're sponsored by Fuego Box, a couple of podcast douchebags that you've never heard of called Full Slice Podcast and Tabletop Trio. You know. Just
those assholes.
And a bunch of judges, one of whom looks just like Markiplier, but is not actually Markiplier.
So it turns out he did that on purpose. That is actually Markiplier. So I asked Kyle about that because I'm like, what? Since when did we get fucking Markiplier as a host for a hot sauce contest? And then Kyle goes, what?
What?
I was like, Mark, that's fucking Markiplier. I know Markiplier when I see fucking Markiplier. That's Markiplier. And then it turns out it's a running joke. His profile picture is Markiplier. It's not what he looks like. He looks close to that. He looks similar, but he is not Markiplier.
That's awesome.
Unless he is, and it's like a fucking, it's a throw. And if we get to the Boston Sauce Party, and fucking Markiplier is there judging it, I am going to A, lose my shit, and B, lose my shit.
So good.
I am excited. I am excited that we are in Harpoon. Because my favorite beer is there.
Yep.
Which means if I eat hot sauce and it's too much, it's fine. I have my favorite beer. Mm-hmm.
Beer right there.
It's right there.
And there's going to be a pre-show party with the guys at Full Slice Friday night. That is going to be, let me pull up that info real quick. But that is going to be a fun time as well.
Yeah. It always was. Last year was fun. We got the roof. They opened up the rooftop bar for us for the event. Like, that was the first time they were using it for the season. We opened it. So we were up there hanging out on this rooftop bar, just chilling and drinking. It was such a fun time.
Yeah.
Until the heat turned off.
Yeah.
And they were like, you don't have to leave, but
it's going to get really cold really fast.
But them heaters, we turned them off.
Yeah. But it's going to be on Friday, April 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Fermentary in Hanover, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And it's a live episode taping of the Full Slice podcast.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're doing a live episode, pre-show party kind of thing. Hang out, try some sauces. It'll be a good time.
I'm very excited.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
Freaking wait for this. And Airbnb is going to be good as well.
It's going to be my first. Yeah,
it'll be your first.
I hope they're gentle.
Not if you're doing all three of the competitions.
Yes, it'll be gentle for the first 30 seconds, and then the heat kicks in, and then you're just going to be
violent.
Oh God,
was the marshmallow one first?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going to be 30 seconds. It was like
upon contact.
It was like 10 seconds. They were like, this is fine. This is not fine.
So I just got to keep eating as many marshmallows as possible?
No, it's one marshmallow.
You just eat one.
It's that's one
competition?
It's one marshmallow, one drop. And then they did one marshmallow, two drops. And then they did one marshmallow, three drops. And I think at some point it was too easy. So they ended up just like fucking going one in them. They were like, good luck. Yeah.
Because it got to the point where it weeded everyone out but like two people. And then the two people were just psychopaths staring each other down, just popping them all in. And then they're like, all right, well, fine, here.
At a certain point, you got it's all burnt up.
Yeah.
We're here, and I'm here to win.
Burn's going in, burn's coming out.
At a certain point.
And that's the thing with the folks who make the hot sauces. It's not about heat. Ron with Hell's Kitchen literally created the hipster repellent because he was tired of people going up to him and being like, hey, what's the hottest hot sauce that you guys have?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, here. It's called hipster repellent. Have fun.
Yeah.
And it's just basically him saying, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
Try the sauces for the flavor.
Yeah.
And the heat is secondary.
Yeah. His whole thing was like, here, eat this. Don't taste anything for the next 9 hours. Have fun. That was his whole thing to make hipster. That's why I was like, maybe don't do the marshmallow thing if you want to actually taste hot sauce.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we'll drop that one. Maybe I'll recant what I said.
Yeah, because his words, here, eat this, don't taste anything for the next 9 hours. Have fun. I hope it was worth it.
That's what's so crappy about these like chain restaurants that do a hot wing challenge or something. It's not enjoyable.
No.
It doesn't taste good. No. It's just like, oh, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
And we just taste awful. Yeah.
So that was my whole experience with hot sauce, because all friends and everything were like, oh, Buffalo Wild Wings, like, oh, even the Inferno
the
sauce.
Inferno
and
wins,
this.
Man.
And I was like, but it doesn't taste good. Like, why would I eat a thing that tastes like shit? Because it was hot, and yeah. I did it. I'd rather just eat the thing that tastes good. That's why when I go to Buffalo Wild Wings, I get the fucking garlic parm, because it tastes good.
Because everyone gets the garlic parm.
Yeah, because it tastes good. So, like, it is what it is. And then I went to the Sauce Fest, and that's when we were like, oh.
This is actual hot sauce.
Oh, this is what hot sauce tastes like. Fucking delicious.
These are also very good.
as he goes in for a second. So that was like what we've been trying to share over the show. I also have to come up with an idea for another food to incorporate, because after every hot sauce show, I try to grab like several ingredients and then make a hot sauce only food. So the first one was the spicy mac, where every ingredient minus the cheese had hot sauce in it, including the meat. And then we did the hot gobbler.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to come up with another food.
You might have to. Because the first thing that popped in my head is spicy chowder.
Mm.
We can't do lobster, because lobster strongly disagrees with my stomach.
I'm so sorry for that. Lobster is delicious. You're missing out.
My girlfriend's family and I go to Maine every year.
Dude. This is the worst. You got to sit down with your doctor and be like, hey, how do I fix this?
I have eaten so much haddock because of that. I love haddock, but I love lobster. Lobster doesn't love me.
I would talk to a doctor and be like, hey, you know how people take the dairy pills for dairy? Do we have one of those for lobster?
Do we have lobster pills?
I need this for 2 days a year. It doesn't have to agree with me. It doesn't have to be healthy. Yeah. I need it 2 days.
Let me just have one lobster roll, please.
Oh, lobster roll.
And it's even to the point where dream. I'm afraid to try a lobster roll, because it knocked me out for a good 12 hours.
Really?
Like, just, and it wasn't even like anything bad. It was just bad gas pain. Like what stomach cramps, gas pain.
What if you just took a gas X beforehand?
I'm afraid to like ruin the rest of the day, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to commit to a day.
You got to try this out. Don't go to the event. And
this is like me and pizza and ice cream. I didn't say no. Ooh. I said, fuck you, I'm doing it anyway.
That's a good idea, though.
What?
A hot pizza.
Oh, like just make like hot sauce in the dough?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably.
Table sauce.
Table sauce would just be...
Table sauce is literally... I don't like putting anything on pizza. I'll just eat pizza straight up. Mm. I will put the table sauce on pizza.
I replaced...
It's like a semi-sweet, spicy tomato sauce.
Like the hot honeys on like a pepperoni slice. That is apparently amazing, but I haven't tried it yet.
I love hot honey.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of sweets, but I love hot honey.
I like putting hot honey in teas and stuff.
So good.
Ooh. Love a good tea.
Like when we were going to the Shark.
Yeah.
They had the blueberry one and they had the regular one. I grabbed both and I had, because I ran out, a breakfast tea that was like a blueberry muffin tea.
Ooh, okay.
And I would add the blueberry hot honey into the blueberry muffin tea. It was fucking phenomenal.
I need to go to Haddonfield and get more loose leaf. There's a really good tea store in Haddonfield.
Don't tell me that.
Do
you know how many I have?
We're taking this trip to Haddonfield.
Oh, the next time I go, I will straight up be like, hey, look, I host a podcast. I'd love to come here one day and just talk to you guys about tea. Because they have tea, they have spices. Like, they have, like, all different kinds of, like, salts and, like, homegrown and dried, you know, herbs and all that kind of thing. Plus loose leaf teas and all that. I got a candy-coated bacon salt. It was the most amazing thing I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it. We're
so many,
you sold me on
that's
it.
So many words together that don't ever go together.
I've heard all these words but, separately.
Yeah.
But put that on some fried eggs in the morning.
Mm.
Oh.
I've been putting...
Oh, it was so good.
I've been putting hot sauces directly into the scrambled egg mix before I cook it.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's been...
I might have to try that tomorrow.
So what I do is I slow cook my scrambled eggs, like real slow.
I never have time to do that.
Yeah, I don't fuck around. So I real slow cook.
Work starts at 8:30. I don't start till like 8:45 because I'm cooking breakfast.
So I've been doing hot sauces directly in.
Boss, that was a joke. I don't think you're watching, but that was a joke.
But if you are.
So I do hot sauce directly in, a couple slices of American cheese, like ripped up. And so it like melts as I stir.
Ooh, okay.
And then I'll do like a little dab of sour cream in there.
Oh.
Ooh, I've never put sour cream in eggs.
So with the Gordon Ramsay style, you do use creme fraiche, but like...
It was time for that.
It's rich people cream cheese. Yeah. It's sour cream.
Yeah, it's a richer sour cream, but it's the only thing I use it for. And sour cream, I put on like everything else. So I just use sour cream. So you just do a little dollop in there and then just stir it up with all the other seasonings. I usually always use Aleppo pepper because it's fucking phenomenal. It's better paprika. And then just slow cook, like really slow. You just keep stirring it. Eventually the cheese will start to melt. Then everything turns yellow. And then that's when you start to get like it'll start to like clump a little bit. Mm. Oh man, it is so good. Elena was like, I'm not that hungry. I'll just have a spoonful. And then she tried one and she's just like,
more.
This is mine. This is mine.
So what are you having for breakfast?
So that was a thing to try. So if you're cooking eggs in the morning and you normally put your hot sauce on the eggs and you're scrambling them, just toss it in there. Just toss it in there, give it a swirl, and it's on a little bit of every bite.
I might have to do that tomorrow. Because normally what I do, I do the easy thing. Take a slice of pork roll, throw it in the frying pan, crack two eggs, fry them up, basically do like an over medium kind of thing where I fry both sides but leave the yolk runny. Mm. So when I put the top of the English muffin on, you pop the yolk and it just gets like juicy.
Yep. Oh, yep.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's
and then my dog comes up and insists on licking my plate when it's done. So she'll sit there. I was on a work call today and I had to tell my boss who I was on the call with, I'm like, if you hear slurping, my dog is licking my plate. I apologize. Because she's over there. And she's making this like noise. I'm like, why do you have to be so fucking weird?
Why are you the way you are?
And then in the middle of the call, I look over at her because she's just laying there. And we make eye contact. And then she's like, nope, you have to pay attention to me. Mm. So she starts whining and crying. And she's a pit bull boxer mix, so she's not quiet. And she just starts like, so my boss just goes, tell your dog I said hi.
You want to get that? We got to do another cooking episode soon. We got some stuff. I have some recipes I found.
I have two recipes that I really want to do on here as well. I have that baked brie that we've been still trying to do for like months now at this point.
Still gotta do the giant stick.
Oh yes.
I don't know what that is.
I wanted to make the world record like mozzarella stick.
Ooh.
And then I found out it's only 13 inches.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's doable.
Let's get that.
We could do bigger.
Yeah.
Can we contact Guinness and try to actually do the world's largest mozzarella stick?
I'll see if Guinness is...
We got to put it out of reach, though. Like, if you're going to do this...
Yeah, we have to do it. We can't do, like, 13.1.
Yeah, it's double or nothing.
It has to be, like, a 20-foot mozzarella stick.
I have an idea. There's a firehouse around me, and they do ribs, like, every other Sunday. But they have, like, one of those, like, 30-foot... burners for the ribs.
Let's go.
Yo.
We just need to make something to put a stick in. With the oil.
We get an oil drum.
You need one oil.
I get like a 55-gallon drum.
No, I mean something to put the stick in to like fry the... We need to make a thing to fry a stick.
You get an oil drum.
I think
20 feet long.
I think Cast Iron Kyle knows how to weld.
Yeah. We can get away.
The pieces are coming
so we can bring Full Slice into the fold on this.
Yes.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Yes.
I like this.
I like where this is going. We have the technology. We have the pieces. Let's break a Guinness record.
I'm sure the people watching this are just like, oh no.
Let's make the most Italian Guinness record I can ever think of.
Three guys from Jersey.
A strong runner-up is a cannoli.
Those are actually also not... I know how to make cannolis. We've done it. I went to, for my birthday, Elena got me cooking lessons, and we learned how to make pinoli cookies and cannolis. Yeah.
That's amazing.
She was trying to tell you something.
Was she? Oh, just this. I looked down. I was like, is she here?
It's like, oh, I didn't see her coming. Yeah,
I think we could do it. I think... The thing about the cannoli is that's a lot of filling.
That's a lot of filling.
That's a lot of filling.
Do you think the mozzarella stick's gonna be any? It's a lot of cheese.
Yeah, but it's just cheese. All you have to do is freeze it ahead of time.
And listen,
a little bit of food glue, you'll be fine. That's how they put chicken together. Fine.
What, now I'm picturing like giant lasagna that you see like people like with like.
You know, there's a place in Freehold called Trey, and they have a chicken pizza, and it's like this fucking big. Everyone's like, wow, that's such a big piece of chicken. And I'm like, the fucking facts are going to shock you. That's at least four pieces of chicken and glue.
I used to work at Trey.
Did you?
I delivered pizza for them.
That's glue. Food was delicious. But that's food glue.
It was good.
It's good food glue. Stays list. It doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
You can glue a lot of things together with it. I make my own the chicken. But
God damn it.
I was going to say something worse.
Well, on that note...
Let's just transition now.
I feel like this is a pretty good jumping off point. We've been at this for about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. It's about time.
And it's so funny because beforehand we were talking to Graham. Graham's like, oh, I've never done this before.
I was sweating. I was worried.
Like Joe and I were saying, we're like, yeah, we'll get on one topic and then we'll just train for like 45 minutes.
And here we are.
Like I looked down at the timer and it was like, oh, we're... About half an hour in, I look down. We're an hour and a half in.
Oh, that was quick.
Just like that. Yeah, it happens fast.
So. But yeah, thanks y'all for hanging out with us here tonight. As always, you can check us out on our website, tabletoptrio.com. All the socials, it's going to be right down there. All the socials, you can follow us out and all that kind of stuff. If you are a podcast listener, we go live Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern here on twitch.tv/tabletoptrio. If you're a Twitch follower, you can listen to this episode wherever you find podcasts, as well as our website, tabletoptrio.com. So for one final time, God damn it. Oh, man. For Vanna White, I'm Bob.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Graham.
This has been Tabletop Trio. Have a great night.